Saturday, May 22nd. This was the day of the trip to the Johnson Library. We left early in the morning, and I didn't see the president at all on the plane on the way down. He had Rogers, Connally, and George Bush up for a long talk, and also Henry up for a while. The library dedication went pretty much as planned, no problems and no great accomplishments. Johnson looked pretty horrible. He seems to have suffered some from that stroke, apparently, because he was limping and has put on a lot of weight, but was in tremendously good spirits, of course, and the whole event must have been very cheering to him. He had me up for an hour or so on the flight to Key Biscayne. Got into the VP problem. Apparently Graham had raised it with him on the way down on the basis that he had been attacking the New York Post and had it also answered Cronkite's attack. President feeling that he shouldn't be doing this kind of thing, and he got back into the discussion of whether we could work out a resignation, and that led to the question of who could replace him, and it boils down to the only possibility being Connally, which the president still thinks might be pretty good. He discussed the possibility of leaving Agnew in and then making the change at the time of the election, going with Connally as a national unity ticket, leaving him as a Democrat. Seems to me we'd be better off to go the route of an Agnew resignation if we could work it out. We'd get over the trauma and get people used to Connally in the role ahead of time. Got into the budget problem and the need to cut down on things such as the NSF grants, especially when they go for teachers' salaries. He wants to put that kind of money into something else, and where it'll do us some good, and not worry about the squeals that'll bring from the universities. He's afraid that he's been sucked into some things such as that and other educational expenditures, food stamps, and other left-wing proposals that he hasn't taken a close enough look at, and he wants to be sure we're not getting caught on any of these. We talked about Honor America Day. The committee hasn't come up with anything much in the way of a proposal except to do an outside show at Jefferson Monument, which the president definitely does not want to do because of the demonstrator problem. He'd like to consider just doing a patriotic talk himself on TV, or maybe a tour of the White House office area, telling about the men and the decisions that have been made there and that kind of thing. Or perhaps something like the David Frost Show, where he MCs the show and has Red Skelton and a few others that he would introduce and weave the thread between them, do a little patriotic pitch himself, and do it not with a lot of jokes, but with little historical references and perhaps a reading and that kind of thing. He's had an urge to do this ever since the David Frost thing last Christmas, and he may push to do it. Apparently on the way down, Rogers raised the question with him of bringing Flanagan into the State Department in the economic job, which he still hopes to raise to undersecretary. The president is basically in agreement with this, and apparently Connally was very enthusiastic about the idea. The problem, of course, is all the things Flanagan does at the White House, but we could work those out. The key is to get the right people into the domestic council and the OMB to replace Flanagan on agency contacts and that kind of thing, and then let him go on over. We got to Key Biscayne about a little after 4. End of May 22nd.